Et maintenant, les aventures de Flash Frisbane. Flash Frisbane, le disc jockey plus stupide. Il annonce les programmes d'Ennuvo cum Sandpaper. Flash Frisbane au Canada. Dans l'épisode dernier, le Frisbane Kid a retourné au Canada, les studios du WAP, le temple avec musique. Écoutons.
Oh, monsieur le Frisbane, les studios.
Ah, ces studios sont très bons, monsieur.
Qu'est-ce que ça vous dit?
Ces studios sont très bons et aussi très modernes, también. I can't do this. Let's do it the normal way.
And now...
That's better.
The Aircheck Factory presents... The Amazing Recorded Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbane, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbane, the disc jockey that just can't keep a job. You'll remember in our last episode, Flash was hired at the studios of Hilo 2718, an all-weather station with the WAP format, weather-oriented pop. Flash is with the station program director and manager, Nimbus Colombo, on the way to the studios to begin his first day inaugurating the new format. Let's listen.
Dancing up a storm. Well, you know, I mean, if you really think it's going to work that way.
Listen, Frisbane, there's no doubt this is going to be the biggest thing to hit not only Manitoba, not only Canada, but the world.
Yeah?
Pretty soon you're going to have stations with a WAP format playing weather-oriented pop for their localities and getting the big numbers.
The big numbers?
That's right. The big numbers. I'm talking about cumes.
Yeah?
I'm talking about quarter hours.
Yeah?
I'm talking about success, Frisbane.
Jeez.
Success. S-U-C-success.
Yeah.
Now listen, let's take a look at the studios.
Okay.
I want to show you over here.
All right.
This is the weather wire room. Now in here we have all the weather wires from all the major services.
Okay.
We've got the weather in every city, in every country in the world. Your job is to give that weather to the people.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to know only what's going on here in Bim Bam. They want to know the weather around the world.
The world?
That's right. Weather. Weather-oriented pop. Now you take the weather from these weather wires, okay, and you take the, over here we've got our satellite receiver, which is constantly giving us a complete drawing and maps of the world with the weather, and you see you got here, you got these, I don't know what you call these little circles.
Isobars.
Yeah. Okay, well anyway, you got all that stuff.
I know that.
And your job, Frisbane, the heart of the format, is to make the music and the weather go together.
Together? Why would I do that?
That's the format. Huh. WAP. Weather-oriented pop.
Oh.
Now, your job, should you decide to accept it, and by the way, Frisbane, you got to accept it because I got nobody else to take early evenings.
That's my favorite shift, anyway.
Your job is to put this whole thing together.
Yeah.
You put together your own forecast.
Uh-huh.
You pick your own music.
Yeah.
It's all in your hands, Frisbane. Wow. It's all up to you.
It's my show. Oh, wow.
Well... What an exciting time for Flash. He could go down in the history books as a pioneer, the first person to inaugurate the WAP weather-oriented pop format. It's later in the evening now, as Flash begins his new career as a weather jockey.
And in addition to fog, London will also be seeing additional rain today, but it's a beautiful day here in Bim Bam, Manitoba. I'm Flash Frisbane. You're listening to The WAP Show, weather-oriented pop for all of Bim Bam and surrounding area. Beautiful day in Bim Bam. It's also a lovely day over in Montreal today.
Look how the skies are silver, beautiful Montreal. Out of the sky of silver.
Hilo 2718. Music and weather.
You're my Jamaica. You're where I want to be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea.
And the satellite photograph shows that our friends in the Saucy Islands can be expecting some tropical disturbances, as we said. This is Hilo 2718. I'm Flash Frisbane. This hour's weather and music is brought to you by BJ's Truck Stop, the place for fine food and good country music. It's a beautiful day here in Bim Bam. Temperature is 27 degrees at Celsius. It's a lovely day. No rain expected in the forecast for all of Manitoba. And looking to the south back into the U.S., down in Colorado, Denver is expecting temperatures in the 70s. A nice day for our friends down there in the Rockies.
Scotia, the place where I was born.
Across Canada, a beautiful day everywhere today, and right now it's dropped to 26 degrees, but that's Celsius. That means it's nice and warm outside, so we got a little bit of sunshine left here in the early evening, and it's a good time to get out. Beautiful, fantastic day here. We've been bringing you the weather from all across the world, but of course it's the best in your own backyard. Right now it's 26 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, just a fantastic, fantastic day in Bim Bam, Manitoba. Twilo, 2718, Flash Frisbone.
It's a moody Manitoba morning, nothing's really happening. It never... Friday rain.
Weather
and music. High low 2718.
Take a good look around. There's no clouds looking down upon your way.
And for Bim Bam, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. No rain at all. The earliest we could see any rain in the forecast for the local area would be sometime by midday Tuesday. Just a little bit cooler in Paris, and the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. Hey, this is Floating Flash Frisbone, bringing you the weather here on High Low 2718. All weather, all the time, for all of most of Manitoba. Hey, I gotta tell you, it's just a beautiful day here in Bim Bam. Temperature right now is 26 degrees Celsius. A lot of beautiful sunshine today. And the weatherman says, and I quote from the Weather Wire, there is going to be no rain at all until at least Tuesday. So a wonderful weekend in store for you on High Low 2718. We'll be right back with more weather and music after these messages.
There's five new records on the jukebox at BJ's Truck Stop. That's right, BJ's Truck Stop in downtown Bim Bam has five new singles, including one by Johnny Paycheck.
Boy, this is the easiest job I've ever had. All you gotta do is read the weather and play the stuff.
Oh my god, Frisbone! Oh jeez! Oh god, Frisbone! Calm down!
Frisbone! What's wrong?
Haven't you looked out the window?
No!
Frisbone, haven't you looked out the window?
It's raining!
It's raining and you've been saying the sun is shining!
It says on the wire!
Oh my god! What are we gonna do? I was just down at the truck stop! They canceled all the ads! They sent her a bunch of bozos!
What are we gonna do here?
I'll be right back!
Tired of bears eating your garbage.
I was just doing my job. I don't understand, man. It said sunshine. I was just doing my job. It ain't my job to look out the window. I read the weather after. It ain't my job.
Oh, Frisbone, quick.
What?
Cue up this record. We're changing format. Cue it up. Just cue the thing up. Okay, cart.
What's going on?
Okay, Frisbone, quick.
Why?
Play this cart and then play the record.
Why?
Play the cart and play the record.
But the spot for
Come on,
shows
push
on.
The button. I don't care about the commercial. Play the cart.
All right.
And then play the record.
All right.
Oh, my God. I'm a failure.
This is Disco 18 to 35.
Disco.
Well, what about the weather?
The WAP format is dead. It's disco all the way, Frisbone. Disco all the way.
Okay, I guess. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, there's one more thing, Frisbone.
Yeah?
You're fired.
Oh, okay. I'm fired?
I was just doing my job!
Well, it looks like Flash is once again out of work. What will happen? As we leave our hero this month, he's walking alone in the rain. heading toward BJ's Truck Stop in hopes of perhaps getting a free meal. Tune in again next month for another exciting adventure of Floating Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. The amazing radio adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are recorded at the facilities of Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
Sweet tones. It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. And I'm DJ Frederick. And you are an amazing and awesome human being. At the Radio Thrift Shop, we find the shelves full of 78 RPMs, 45s, 8 tracks, cassettes, obscure recordings, and gems from the past century of recorded sound. Radio Thrift Shop is your field guide to the analog side of radio. Right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Great non-commercial radio for the Kearsarge and Sunapee regions. And online at classicalwscs.org. Well, on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm going to do some sets called It's a Jungle Out There. Yes, it's a jungle out there. Some classic exotica from the 1950s and 60s. Thank you. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Robert Drazen with Chant of the Moon. Before that, we heard a couple of tunes by Les Baxter, Pool of Love, and we started off with Mozambique. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of radio and music. And today I'm featuring some classic exotica music. I'll be right back after this.
It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tomer with the radio news about radio waves. Since the Federal Communications Commission switched off analog television signals 6 years ago, there has been much debate and discussion about the best uses of the frequencies and when and how auctions should take place. Now there's a proposal to use vacant UHF TV channels for unlicensed TV white space devices and wireless microphones. The ComLaw blog reports a notice of proposed rulemaking has been filed with comments on the proposal taken through August 3rd, with reply comments due by August 31st. You can go to newsroom.free103.9.org or newsroom.wgxc.org for a link to the FCC website where you can file your comments. Use proceeding numbers 15-146 and 12-268. This is Tom Rowe for Waveform Radio and WGXC.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. Okay, that was Arthur Lyman with Biwana. And before that, we heard Robert Drasnin with Orinoco and You. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. I'm going to take a quick look at what's happening in the world of radio for the quarter ending June 30th, 2015, there are currently 4,698 AM stations on the airwaves, and that's actually a decrease of 4 from March 15th. There are 6,666, an auspicious number, FM commercial stations, and that's up. And there are now 4,091 FM educational stations, or low-power FM stations as well, in the United States, with a total of 15,455 broadcast radio stations in the United States as of June 30th, 2015. And those are the numbers here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you.
Yeah.
the John McFarlane Sextet with Summer Storm. Before that, we heard Tak Shindo with The Marketplace, Gene Rains with Lotus Land, Frank Hunter and his orchestra with Temple Bells, and we started that set off with Mr. Arthur Lyman and Busy Port. Here on the Thrift Shop, it's a jungle out there.
Exploring science in the sea. What happens in Vegas may stay in Vegas, but what happens in the oceans almost never stays put. Ocean currents transport materials across vast distances. So if something unpleasant happens in one spot in the oceans, its effects may be felt thousands of miles away. An example is the failure of nuclear reactors in Japan in 2011. A massive tsunami damaged reactors in Fukushima, releasing large amounts of radioactive material into the air and into the Pacific Ocean. The debris in the ocean quickly spread out. In fact, some of it traveled all the way to the west coast of North America. Scientists began looking for radioactive material off North America in 2012. They were looking for two forms of cesium, a byproduct of nuclear reactions. One form decays to a non-radioactive element in just a couple of years, so any that showed up in American waters was likely to come from the accident. The other form lasts longer, so it shows up in higher concentrations. The researchers found an uptick in cesium just off the Canadian shore in June of 2013. And by February of 2014, the amount of cesium had jumped to about twice the normal level. The total amount of cesium in North American waters is expected to rise to 5 or 6 times the pre-accident levels in late 2015 and early 2016. Even so, that's far below the levels that are dangerous to people or marine life. So the most harmful effects of the Japanese nuclear accident stayed in Japan. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Well, late night radio, shortwave antennas tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org. I do hope that you have enjoyed the musical journey. We're going to cruise out this evening with Grant Green. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thanks for listening.